Sir Humphrey Gilbert claimed Newfoundland for England not by discovering the island, nor by conquering it, nor by settling it, but by picking up a piece of grass and a stick of wood. This passage comes from George Peckham's A True Report, which was written to convince Englanders to settle Newfoundland. This particular section is meant to make a hero of Sir Humphrey Gilbert for taking possession of Newfoundland, even if he does so simply by digging up some grass and breaking a branch off of a tree. Fortunately for the Spaniards, Portuguese, and those of other nations who witnessed the event, there was an interpreter present to signify the effect of the botanical samples. We are not so lucky. After learning of this ceremony, I am left wondering just how much grass was taken and what the size of the stick was. I mean, is a square yard of turf enough turf to possess an entire island? And, if so, how much should Sir Walter Raleigh have taken at Roanoke? Of course, I'm being sarcastic because I mean to point out the absurdity of England's sense of entitlement. Peckham thought that taking a rod and turf was good enough to procedure to take an unchristianized land. At least Peckham has the critical distance to recognize that the taking of rod and turf is merely the manner of the law and custom of England, but remains so ethnocentric that he believes England's customs are universally acceptable. Although much of American legal tradition comes from England, it is encouraging to think we've moved beyond such silly practices. For example, when we staked our claim on the moon, we not only took some soil samples, but we also left our flag.